Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion as we face the issues day by day. We pray that these issues are informative, inspirational, challenging, insightful, and will cause us to stand up, look up, lift up our heads in the realization that our redemption draweth nigh, according to Luke 21 and 28. As we face the issues, let me remind you, you're invited to call in. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today, we're talking about the COVID lie. The COVID lie. We're talking about the COVID-19 pathogen. We've been lied to, deceived. As the old cliche goes, we've been led down the primrose path. We have been deceived from the top down, not only with the World Health Organization and Dr. Tedros, but also Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, with the National Center for Infectious Diseases, as well as the CDC. We've been lied to. As a people, as a populace, as a nation, we've been lied to. We've been deceived. And as one writer said, when a person lives in fear, they make irrational decisions. And we're noticing today more than ever before in the history of America, we the people are living in fear, hysteria, a panic-stricken society. And as a result of that, decisions are being made that are absolutely unethical, uncalled for, and are absolutely out of the realm of anything that would be called truth. And I am so concerned about that factor. Ladies and gentlemen, we must talk about it today and the realization and the recognition of what is taking place in our society. We've been lied to. It's a COVID lie. During the course of this broadcast, we'll talk about what's happening with the mask mandates, the empty suit that's called our mayor that continues to extend that mask mandate on a month-by-month basis, what's happening in relationship to the COVID vaccination, and the coming forced vaccination of the COVID pass that will be required of every one of the sound of my voice and all across the nation. So may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very serious broadcast. We want your input, your dialogue, and discussion in relationship to that. As we face the issues, we do so based on a biblical worldview. Based on a biblical worldview. I call it a central biblicist worldview. What does that mean? That simply means that we look at the scripture. What does the Bible say? Does the word of God warn about things of this nature? Is anything said in relationship to it? And I believe there is a lot in the scripture. For example, in Ephesians 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're finding that to be absolutely factual today. We find also, ladies and gentlemen, that one of the major causes behind, and we'll talk about this in the broadcast, one of the major causes behind the lie, the COVID lie, is M-O-N-E-Y, money. In fact, the scripture tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which some have coveted after. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It is the love of money that's causing the lie, the COVID lie, across America. So let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue in our broadcast today, we'd love to hear from you and have your input. What do you think about the mayor's continual 30-day advancement of the mask mandate? Does the mandate require everyone to wear a mask indoors? Is it required in the mask mandate? How does it read? What does the mayor's mask mandate really say? Is it law, or is it a fiat legislative decision coming from one, i.e. an executive order? Should we obey it? Should we simply say no? What is the end result if we bend and bow and obey these dictatorial mandates by the governors and the mayors across America? Those are the things that we're going to delve into today. And I pray that during the course of the time that we're allocated today, that we'll be able to get enough insight in your understanding that it will motivate you to do something. We're going to ask you to call legislators, to call the senators, John Rutherford and others, to call them and demand that there be an absolute audit across the nation, state by state, with the health departments to see how they're coming up with the numbers that are the so-called COVID deaths. What I will tell you today, what we will examine today, what we will see and talk about today, absolutely should frighten every human being based on what we're finding about the lying. They're lying to us. And may I say today, as we look at the lies and what's being said, it is absolutely unheard of in the United States of America. But as we face the issues, we do so based on the truth book, the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32 to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we ought to depend on. It's the truth of the Word of God that we ought to use as the motivation for all that we say and do. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And ladies and gentlemen, we've deviated from the truth so far that most can't even spell the word truth. That's where we are today. We're living off a lie. We're being told a lie. We're being deceived from the top down, from those that we, for many years, have placed faith and trust and confidence in. Those that wear white jackets are supposed to have the answer to the physical maladies and the scientific answers to the dilemma of disease. We're finding they've lied to us. And as a result of that, politicians, ten-horn dictators, as with the mayor in the city of Jacksonville, that's making the decision that he's going to force people to comply with his mandate, even though from a state level, our governor has not mandated mask wearing, but yet that's being mandated on a local level. And we're finding even physicians going around in hysteria with hair on fire, making decisions based on the lie. But it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. He says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to stand on that statement. I challenge us all to recognize truth, to listen to the truth, learn the truth, and seek the truth. That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples. "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn the truth and stand on the truth. And what we're talking about today is truth, not admixture with error, but it's truth. And yet we're being lied to by the CDC and others. May I say to you, it's time that we as Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. As conservatives, it's time that we voice our absolute disdain and distrust for those that are leading us and leading us in the wrong direction to control the people. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup and about the power equipment for the professionals as well as for the homeowners. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's the home of the gigantic flag, American flag flying 165 feet in the air. And at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go over your question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, we have such a great president. Can you explain why he's so interested in pushing the vaccines? Is he ignorant, or some people have given him wrong information, or what?
I am glad you asked that question. That's a wonderful question and great insight on your part by asking it. It is not because, I believe, it is not because of his being derelict in his responsibilities or wanting to harm or hurt society. I believe it's simply because he's been lied to. You notice that the man in the white jacket called Dr. Anthony Fauci for many, many, many months was out front anytime there was the COVID update by the president's COVID staff. And Anthony Fauci continued to vacillate so much. You notice that he was replaced with Dr. Atlas. And Dr. Atlas then was laughed, mocked, and ridiculed by the socialist Marxist media and the left, the socialist Marxist BLM communist Democrats. That he resigned in that position. But I believe it was months and months and months into it that President Trump had already started the warp speed to get the COVID vaccination done based on what he was told, based on the whispering in his ear. You recall the very outset of this back about, January, when he was told, the president was told by Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros of World Health Organization, that 2.2 million Americans would die unless we started doing something with the shutdown of America, the lockdown of America, and the forced mandates that's been in place now for almost a year. And so President Trump was lied to, and as a result of that, he has done his very best, I believe, to protect America with the limited information that he was given and the lie, the COVID lie that he was told, just as we're being lied to today. So you're exactly right. I believe that President Trump would have done different had he known different. In fact, as you recall, during some of those COVID 1 hour sessions in the afternoons each day, when they were given the report each day, President Trump acknowledged the fact that he had been told 2.2 million would die. Then later, Anthony Fauci changed his figure and said 500,000. Then it was downplayed. And it was as a result of the London Institute, where the professor that had worked up the model that would make that number finally admitted that his numbers were wrong. He said, and I quote, he used the wrong data set. The data, D-A-T-A, the data set was incorrect that he put in his computer, so it gave the wrong numbers. By the way, he was ultimately fired from his position. But everything that he had ever done in his, Professor Ferguson was his name, everything that he had done in years gone by as far as projecting anything about a pathogen, he was always, always wrong. And that wrong data was used to totally scare, frighten, deceive our nation's leadership. And it's still being done today. It's still operating on the same premise, the same basis of selling the people a lie. And so it is my prayer and my desire to see. Go ahead.
Do you think Franklin Graham knows the truth? And do you think perhaps he could, he has the president's ear. Do you think maybe he could say something?
Well, I am thankful that Franklin Graham has taken a stalwart stand and standing against the enemy, standing for truth. He stood by our president in a wonderful way, and I'm thankful for that. I think that I would believe that he understands that we've been deceived, but I don't know that he will come out and out and say that. It's a bold statement, and I take that bold position that we need to recognize the lie, confront the lie, and speak the truth in love, and stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, whether it's popular or not.
All right. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, and God bless you today. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I'm really puzzled when we hear politicians and people talking, you know, everywhere. Oh, that's a Christian. That's a Christian. Because you got a lot of cultural Christians. They're not biblical Christians. They're being moved by what Jesus said. You know, any wing that it comes, they move to. And a good example is that coward mayor that we have. He called himself a Christian, which I really doubt, because when the perversion of homosexual marriage was passed, they struck it down because there was no basis for human right. And he was on his power to keep it or uphold it. And I guess he did something. He said he was going to support it. So I wonder what kind of Christian is he? He's not going to fool me. I never support that guy. And what he does doesn't represent the Bible or Jesus Christ. So we have to be very careful about those so-called Christians. Sometimes it's just, it's a lie to mislead a lot of people. Look at that wicked so-called reverend in Atlanta. He supports abortion. He supports homosexual marriage. He supports all kind of nonsense, and he called himself the reverend. I wonder if he got that degree on eBay or Amazon. I hear you coming, brother.
You're exactly right. Going back to Reverend Warnock in Atlanta, he is the greatest fraud, I believe, that's ever stood before a camera. He has followed Jeremiah Wright's position of damning America on every occasion from the pulpit. They've got video clips of his doing so. He embraces that mentality. He embraces anything that we call socialism, communism, and the Marxism that's now pervading our society through the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democrat, Communist Party that's pushing it through Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I'm frightened to death of the thought of his winning that seat and makes the decisions for the United States of America. Going back to the premise and the question, though, about others and their relationship to the Lord. Of course, you and I both know that only God knows the heart and only that individual knows his own heart. So I cannot adjudicate that in a final judgment call. But I can say, based on what we see from the local level, we're watching a farce, a total charade, a total sham being perpetrated on the citizens under the premises of Christianity. And that's nothing new. You go back to the book of 1 Corinthians, you find the Apostle Paul dealing with those at Corinth. He said, you're carnal, you're babes. You cannot be fed the meat of the word, only the milk of the word, because you're so carnal. And we have those, the Apostle Paul called them carnal Christians. I don't believe there's any such thing as a carnal Christian. You're either Christian or you're carnal, you're lost. And I believe we have a lot of folks today that under the guise of a guise of a church membership, that I'm a member of such and such a church. I pay my tithes. I go to church. I don't cuss the cat and kick the dog and beat my wife. And so, therefore, I must be a Christian. Just as you see a lot of these loose, lax, lost, lunatic liberals out of Washington, when they die and they're funeralized, as it is called, you would think that they're walking on water with a halo standing right next to Jesus in heaven. And they're far cry from that. So what we're talking about is the fact that we're being deceived and lied to, and it's on so many levels that it would take 10 shovels to dig down deep enough to get to the final fundamental level of the deception that's taking place in America today. And as I quoted earlier, one writer said, when a person lives in fear, they make irrational decisions. And the whole point is, we've taken COVID-19, we've weaponized it, and I say we, it is across the nation, it's been weaponized to bring about hysteria, consternation, confusion, and fear. And a people that's living in a state of consternation, confusion, hysteria, and fear, they're easily manipulated. That's what we see taking place. You're exactly right. I pray that as we understand what is taking place, we'll wake up, look up, and realize the deception. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's been living under the fear and hysteria and confusion of what I call manufactured purposeful deceit. And it's out and out lie of the CDC and our so-called medical professionals today. Little by little, the truth is being absolutely revealed, and that truth is that we've been deceived, we've been lied to. So what is the truth? The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that COVID-19 is a very real pathogen. It's a deadly pathogen. But listen very carefully. In 2020, the number of deaths by way of the influenza is down by 98%. Does that make sense? No. It's because those that have died from normal influenza and other related causes are listed as COVID-19. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast as to why that's being done. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. Do you believe we've been lied to? If you're listening, listen, if you're listening to me today and you believe that what we've been told is truth, call me. Tell me, on what basis do you believe that the truth has been generated from our political leaders, either on the local level, the state level, the national level. Tell me where they have derived truth and on what premise, on what basis you believe it's truth. If you believe we've been lied to and deceived, tell me how and why you believe that. The truth is that COVID-19 is very dangerous. It's a pathogen that can kill. But ladies and gentlemen, because CDC guidelines changed, listen, I listened to one physician by way of a video this morning, and that physician, Dr. Jensen said for 17 years in his medical practice, the CDC had given the same guidelines as to how to list a death certificate and based on what premise it would be listed and how you would determine the cause of death. He said, but with the onset of COVID, they changed the definition, changed the rationale, changed the premise of which a death certificate would be completed. And it is not necessarily on the basis of having, listen, of having COVID-19, even though you're authorized by CDC to list it as COVID-19. Because those CDC guidelines have changed, the onset of COVID, the death certification, those across America, across this great nation, ladies and gentlemen, they've died. Some of them, in fact, in Minnesota, some after they've done the analysis of the death certificates, some died from gunshot wounds, some were in an automobile accident, some by way of suicide, drug overdose, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But all of them were listed as COVID-19. You see anything wrong with that picture? I believe we have Sally on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, hi, my name's really Sarah, but Sally's my nickname. Okay.
Sarah, that's fine.
Yes, I understand everything you're saying. I've been a Christian for over 50 years, so I'm 72. I have a deep relationship with Jesus and my Father. And if we understand the times we're living in, then being deceived here toward the end should not be something that is so surprising to everyone. If we are close to God and we are at one with Him, which is our purpose in life, is to be at one with Him, then these things that you talk about, although they're true, we've been lied to for decades. It's man's government. It's not God's. We are temporarily on this earth. We are to have to endure these things until Jesus comes back. So to me, it sounds a little like a panic kind of when you talk about it, it's like everybody's angry, but why would we be angry when we know that it's Satan's world and that this is going to happen before Jesus returns? He said the God of this world has blinded the minds of this world in 2 Corinthians. Until Jesus wants to reveal it. And I don't understand the panic behind all this.
I'm glad you made that statement. And thank you for the insight. You're partially correct, if I can say that. Partially correct. Yes, we're aliens passing through. Yes, this is not our home. Heaven is. Yes, we're simply citizens of this world for a temporary period of time. The Apostle Paul knew nothing about that apathy of saying, well, I can't do anything about it. You recall they had beaten him and thrown him in prison when they discovered he was a Roman citizen. They wanted to release him at night. He said, no. You've done this. You've beaten me, and you have absolutely accused me publicly. You're going to absolutely exonerate me publicly. That was Paul's position. You find throughout the scripture that though we are part of a societal system, we're not to simply bow and do nothing about it. There's some denominations today, religious denominations, that refuse to go into battle, refuse to go into war, refuse to put on a military uniform on the premise, and it's a false premise, on the premise that God's sovereign, God's in control, we know we're in the last days, so we're just going to sit back and allow it to take place. 10,000 times no. That's not the Christian responsibility.
No, sir, I don't agree with that.
We're to be salt. We're to be salt, and we're to be light. Salt has to get out of the shaker to be a preservative in a decaying society. Light has to get out of the closet to be illuminating for the darkness. So you're partially correct, but not totally correct biblically, theologically, doctrinally.
Hello?
We must be actively involved.
Hello, sir?
I'm here.
Yes. I understand where you're coming from, but what I just can't accept is that when that situation with Paul, that's true. He did take his citizenship and use it because God had a purpose for him, and he wasn't finished with him. But if we as Christians are going to fight every injustice that's happening right now, to us and try to alleviate our own discomforts over small things. For example, I don't like wearing a mask, and I know it's a big farce, but am I going to make an issue of that, or am I going to wait until someone comes to me and says, deny Jesus Christ? Then I will stand up for what I have to. But these little things that I'm having to suffer through until my faithful time on this earth is done, Jesus says we're going to suffer in this life. So I don't understand why we try to make everything perfect for ourselves as Christians, because we don't, we know we're being lied to. Well,
I understand your analogy, and I understand your thought, and it's not being confrontive whatsoever. But again, you're partially correct. You understand Jesus said that if the world hated him, it's going to hate us too. Jesus, the Apostle Paul said that we're going to suffer persecution if we love Christ. I'm paraphrasing. That is true. But that does not negate the responsibility of Christians. For example, you said that if it comes to you denying Christ, you will not do so. No, 10,000 times no. It's a demonically deceptive, incremental process. If they can force us to wear a mask today, if they can force us to close a business today, if they can force individuals to snitch on each other today as they're doing, they will then force to take the vaccination. Right now in China, there's the forced vaccination. Right now we have on the horizon the forced vaccination. What's the difference in that forced vaccination and the ultimate mark that is found in Revelation chapter 13, where there will be the forced taking of the mark, or you won't be able to buy, sell, eat, or trade? In the days of the tribulation, after the rapture of the church, after we as true believers have been taken out of this world, there will be the total onslaught. And if we have incrementally bowed, if we have incrementally bent to the demands, go back to the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow. As a result of that, when the king tried to force them by threatening them, they said, if God chooses to help us, release us, defend us, he will. But if not, we will still not bend. It takes a Christian's willingness to stand and to stand for truth. Standing for truth says, if this is a lie, we're not going to bend. If this is deceptive, we're not going to accept it and bend with it. If you do incrementally, there will come a time when in this incremental form that we see rapidly taking place today, it's beyond just the incremental. It is on a slippery slope of going down the hill full speed to force the citizens of the United States of America to receive that ultimate vaccination, ultimate mark, if you will. Now, as a Christian, we'll be lifted out. We'll be taken out in the rapture. But those that are left behind will face the absolute torrent of all of the demonic demons that's forcing them to accept the mark and to, according to Revelation chapter 14, verse 9, 10, 11, will ultimately burn in hell as a result of doing so. So don't be so sure that you will not bow and deny Christ if you're willing to accept the demands today that we know are fraudulent, fake, phony, and they're deceptive. So I'll leave that with you. We need to understand that we need to take a stand. If we do not stand for something, we'll fall for anything. And that's what we see taking place in society today. This is the reason I'm passionate about it. Because one of the things that we will see, and it brings my passion to the highest boiling level, one of the things that we see taking place is the ultimate demise of the New Testament church in the United States of America. If they can force us to close temporarily, and they've done so for almost a year across America, we've never closed on the basis that we're going to keep the doors closed. But there's still thousands of churches today that's closed. Is that okay? That's bending, that's bowing to a lie, and we ought not to do so. We're going to take about a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Very important information coming up as we continue to talk about the COVID lie.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.